where we're probably going to be moving in California, they have Verizon Fios. Ah! I'm about to be 75 down, 65 up.
Jesus.
With a crappy computer.
Go fuck yourself in the ass, bitch. Not soon. Your show right now, and I think you need to start it. I'll make sure it's the beef. I'll be like, that's all. Tyler, take it. You're white.
Oh, well, I was going to say, we can roll with that if you want to, but if that's all you got, then never mind. So, welcome to the T-Mongoose Podcast, episode
109.
109! 10.
Dwight ain't here. Something broke.
We lost gigs of footage!
Well, we don't know yet.
I don't know anything. Just trying to raise something broke. He's not here. He's fixing whatever broke. It's all very boring.
Or he's breaking whatever he already fixed.
That's...
Making it worse. That's making it worse. Yeah, you know.
You nailed it.
I know. I know it.
Look, I ain't trying
you, Bender.
Tyler, I hate that room.
Tyler, let's stop for a second.
Turn the camera to your left. To your left. I want to see the size of that door over there.
That one?
Yeah, is that a normal? It looks like a normal sized door.
That one's not normal.
No, that one's not. No, I know. That one's too.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, that one's lifted about this much off the ground.
It's like a Super Mario castle.
I was thinking like the mystery spot in California.
That one goes to the boiler and everything, and then that one's the bathroom, and that one's just Golem's crevice. I don't know.
It reminds me of your crevasse house in the ranch.
Why do you keep doing this, Alex?
Why double Alex again?
Two of you again.
He's doing it again.
look,
get out of here.
He's
like, God, get
just got too much personality.
Do it.
What? The other way.
Do it.
Okay, they can't see any of this, so let's move on.
I took a picture.
Mm-hmm. The biggest news of the week, Xbox does a 180.
I'm so sad. I told you. I told you what they were trying to do, and they came out and said what they were trying to do and how sad they were. And I'm sad.
I get what they were trying to do. You gotta ease people into that kind of thing, though.
Try to what?
They're trying to keep up.
No, they're trying to get to the future.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to do. You got to ease people into it. You can't just be abrupt.
They were easing people into it. They were saying, look, go buy your digital copy, put it on your thing, and then it'll, or your hard copy, put it on your Xbox, and it'll act like a digital copy from there on out. You'll never have to touch your disc again.
Did you read the article on how all military people are freaking out because then they can't play overseas?
Overseas? Yeah. Like seeds? Seeds of green, like fields.
And that's kind of a big thing because that's the large chunk of their audience too.
It is. I understand.
But in the article, they were ignoring the fact that they said we'll still do stuff for the 360. We're not just dropping it.
Yeah, but I would want the best in the.
Yeah, you know,
I understand that too, but.
But now it's just going to be a 360 with better graphics.
The thing with digital and them pushing for all digital or whatever. Is you gotta make digital better than the box. And right now they're not offering anything especially crazy for getting digital.
It's true. There's no like, get digital and get all this in-game shit and this bonus shit. Like,
they would have had to have done that if they wanted to keep all their restrictions and everything.
But maybe they were going to.
No.
They would have said it.
And they should have said
a lot of things different.
Yeah, they could have done a lot different.
I really go listen to last week's podcast. I was saying that's what they were trying to do. And if they just would have put it more eloquently.
And I got it, and it didn't bother me that much.
It didn't bother me at all. I was excited about it. I was honestly excited. I cringed like everybody else at the $500 price tag, but I'm a married man. I own a house. I can buy a $500 piece of equipment for my house. I just bought a hot water heater. Cost me $800. I can buy a fucking Xbox.
That was like my main issue.
Who needs hot water when you
have an
Xbox?
If I had any issues with the Xbox, Terry's just
trying to talk.
I know, I'm trying to.
I'm listening, Terry, talk.
Okay, my main thing was the Kinect. I will never use that thing. What are you doing?
Stop boofing!
No.
Okay, go on, go on.
I will never use the Kinect.
You will now.
I won't.
Turn on your Xbox One.
I won't, though. It'll just be plugged in. If I had it, I would just be plugged in and off in a corner somewhere. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't say Xbox on?
No. My Xbox is right here. I sit down. I push a button right here.
See, okay. My Xbox is across the room. If I could get it just on and then have my smart glass up, I could do most things with my life.
There's a button right there on the controller.
You can use the controller. Exactly.
Look. Right there. Listen to me. You're single. Your controllers don't get put on top of the Xbox.
Why would you put it on
you
top of
the Xbox?
You need
to reach over and grab it anyway.
But it's across the room,
like
he said.
Across the room. I could get Netflix started. I could do a lot of things with just my smart glass.
Okay, this is smart glass. We're talking about Kinect.
I know. I know.
The
we're talking
turn
about
it
the
on,
X- then
I'm ignore
talking
it.
About the on. And that's all I'd use it for. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. You would never use it. That's $100 piece of thing, a little piece of plastic you're never going to use.
I probably use it. I'm want to get a game for mine. You can work off some of this fat playing a game.
I don't think any game is going to do a significant amount towards that.
Zumba.
No, I'm not going to get Zumba. Shut up, Terry. Why you got to discourage me? Trying to better myself.
You can spend $500 on this system and get it Kinect, or you can spend $10 a month at a gym or something.
I don't have time. We had a gym. We just wasted
time. No, gym's too far.
Well, the gym's right by my work, but I get off work at 7:30. I've already worked a 9.5-hour day. I want to go to the fucking gym. I want to go home and eat some dinner and do married things.
Then maybe consider
whatever
it is.
What the hell? Married things?
Anyway.
It's a podcast. Children listen to this thing.
That was the big thing with 360.
Yeah, one.
I mean, I'm still even deciding if I even want a console this time.
I love, there's something, it is, it's something ritual for me. I have to get the console.
Yeah, and I like my setup now. I have my 360 right here and my computer right here, and it's all connected. I just hit a button to switch over to 360, and it's fine. I like that, but still, that's $400, $500 I could just put in my computer and do even more stuff.
It's true, but there's just something.
And then there's the console exclusives that I'll be missing out on, which I will miss.
You will miss.
15, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah. Halo 5.
Which apparently both of those are going to be on both systems, which I did not know before.
Which one's going to be on all systems?
Final Fantasy
and Kingdom Hearts.
Really? Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is going to be on 360.
It's one.
Interesting.
One, right?
Whatever. It's going to be on one and PS4. Which I don't get why they do that with some titles that show it specifically
isn't it up to Square Enix?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not owned by Sony.
And they did lose a lot of money.
I'm just saying, I think it's weird that they announced it during the Sony thing instead of both or
that's their home.
I guess, but I mean, they did it with Call of Duty last year where they saved it for only the 360 conference that even talked about it, and it was okay, well, it's going to be on both systems. Why is it specifically at this conference?
Well, 360 is the more competitive shooter console.
I get it. I mean, I get that, but I'm just saying, it's always been weird to me. They'll show something that's for all consoles, but they'll only show it at one specific company's.
Yeah, that is weird. That is weird.
Instead of at a Ubisoft or whatever.
Or just their own, do their own thing if it's so big.
Yeah, they showed Battlefield at Microsoft.
They showed the single player.
They showed single player at Microsoft, and they showed the multiplayer at the EA one.
The game's going to come out for everything, even the computer.
Yeah.
And it came for Microsoft.
Yeah, of course, but in this case, it wasn't just at Microsoft. It was at EA's thing, too.
What?
In this case, it wasn't just at Microsoft. It was at EA's thing, too.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I think even Sony talked about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's not a big deal. I just always thought it was weird.
Battlefield looks better and better every time I see
it. Oh, it looks fantastic.
Every time I see some multiplayer footage recorded at E3, I'm just like, God.
What's that guy that went 54 and 4?
4, yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
It's not even an out. What?
Yeah, that guy stood out, they said, at E3.
Huh.
54-4. And let me tell you, I've been playing the PC version, and it is not a game.
No.
It is
not. You should have known that from the bad cover.
Real.
What do you mean you've been playing the PC version?
I have the PC version.
Of Battlefield 3?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant 4. I was like, what the hell are you talking about, boy?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I wish.
I went into the future, and
the alpha started, apparently. The alpha for 4 kicked off, apparently.
Yeah.
I know, what's
if you got invited, it would have been in your origin.
Yeah. Wait, did they not send, like, emails?
They probably did, but they said if you get invited, just check your origin.
I have not been on Origin since I...
And you get lucky.
The alpha of Battlefield 3, I have not been on Origin. I need to check that. But yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get invited.
I hope I get invited. I hope it's the same thing as before.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I'm confused.
Fuck, man.
What are you doing?
What?
She was just, like, sitting there, like, about to lay an egg.
I think she's petting the dog or the cat, either or.
She's, like, squatting down, like I was waiting for watching for someone to plop.
I said that's a bathroom door, not a bathroom in front of the door.
I didn't say she was going to poop. I said she was laying an egg.
There's
a lot of distractions. Anyway, back
that's
to
a metaphor for taking a dump, though. You're laying an egg. Except nothing's going to pop out of it,
giving
hopefully.
Birth to a sewer child.
Oh.
So.
I started watching Fallen Skies.
Falling Skies, yes.
Yeah.
Where
pretty
are
good.
You?
I finished the first season. I'm like 2 episodes into the second season.
What do you think?
It's pretty good. I thought it'd be like, I thought it'd be darker and more mature. It's very, I feel like it's very family oriented, kind of. Like everything.
A little.
It's very heartwarming. Like
yeah,
the endings are always very heartwarming. It's like, okay, this is interesting.
Warms the cockles of your hearts.
Yeah, that's true.
Watch it. That's nice. That's
yeah,
nice.
It's like, they're family, nice and they made it out of this little thing they were in. Like, they did. All right. I don't want to spoil anything, but what the fuck, at the end of season 1, where he's just like, yeah, I'll get on this ship.
Oh, dude, you don't even know. You don't even fucking know.
It's like, really? Like,
dude, wait till you get to season 3. You're just like, what? beg my pardon, sir? How dare you? Question everything I've ever learned.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. Those... The human alien, human-looking aliens, the ones that, you know, 2 arms, 2 legs, walking around. Those are creepy.
Oh, did they just barely... Oh, no, the big ones.
The tall ones that, like, look more people-ish.
Oh, that they show right there?
Yeah, see them near the end of season 1, and they're like, what the fuck? Those things were creepy.
Oh, dude, it's... Oh, I'm excited. You need to tell me when you're caught up. Text me.
I will. Yeah, I just got... Well, no, I'm like episode 3 or 4 of season 2, where that Pope dude tried to blow up the main dude on the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's a dick move. I don't like that guy. Like, I go in phases of liking him, like, ah, he's working with us, he's cool, whatever.
It continues.
And
it just continues.
Like,
just,
I don't know what to think of this
you're
person.
You're just like,
this
you
guy's
son
an
of a,
asshole.
All right.
One
no,
second.
All right.
And
then right,
a second,
okay,
he's
right.
working with us. I don't fucking know.
Wow. Dude,
Tyler, what's your wife doing in the background, man?
Minding her own damn business.
She's behind the couch, dude.
No, she's not. She's over there.
It's his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm watching a show on a similar vein.
What?
Revolution.
Ah, that's a good show.
Oh, I like that show.
Yes, yeah, so. I'm a fan.
I said like, not love. Like.
I'm a fan of how they transitioned pretty hardcore from that piece of shit bitch being the main character to the uncle being the main character, because I got sick of her really fast. Talking like really fast. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to continue watching this.
You're
shit.
Getting real sad attitude right now.
I'm going to say mid-episode 1. was just like, man, if I had to look at this girl's bug eyes and her angry ass scowl that she has on her face, I'm like, oh, is she giving me a dirty look? Like,
don't you look at the camera. You don't look at other people.
She's just like stone face.
Yeah, she's kind of annoying.
She is, but that guy's, it's like every kid's imagination, like, growing up. Like, you know, it's still modern day and you get a sword fight.
Yeah.
People at the same time. Hell yeah. Who's not in? How many of Legos did we play where we were in spaceships, but dead swords? Like,
of course. Cause that's the future.
That's how it's
you
done.
Board your enemy and then you could just blast them out of the sky.
No. It's way more manly and awesome to board them first.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show.
It is. It's gotten progressively better. I'm almost done. I think I got 2 episodes left.
Oh, really? You're pretty fine.
Yeah. I'm almost done.
So you're at the tower?
Yes. Oh, shit. Let's see if you can understand. The episode that I just watched ended and shit's about to go down.
You say you're 2 away? I think I have an idea where you're at.
It involves 2 key characters.
Do they kiss?
And the tower.
Oh, okay.
And it's right at the very end, and I do not know the outcome. That's what happened when the call started.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know.
I enjoy it. I would recommend a watch.
Yeah.
I would recommend a watch. Same with Falling Skies. Anyone considering watching Falling Skies, once you're done watching Arrested Development, go watch Falling Skies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like you know what I'm in the middle of, Ryan.
I do. I'm considering starting it over for a third time in the last 3 months.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
I know, it's just I can just watch that show over and over. It's the weirdest thing. That and Futurama, I love that show.
Oh, didn't they, like, aren't they starting the new season of that? Like,
I think
now?
Is it August?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I think it is a summer run, and that's it.
And that'll be it?
For real this time.
Which is fine, as long as it's planned and not just canceled.
Fox.
Just rip it from our arms.
Fox. By the way, the show's over. I liked it.
Oh.
You want to know what happens in the next season of Terra Nova? Well, too bad.
Too bad. I was watching that show, and it was okay.
It was okay.
But I really didn't want to know where it was going.
Yeah, it had more potential than they played it out.
Yeah.
It escalated way too quick, and I think that's why it got canceled.
I feel like it's the opposite. It didn't escalate quick enough.
No, I'm talking about, like, what was going on, like, how quickly, like, oh, everything's connecting back and forth, and shit's about to blow up everywhere, but you know what? No. The character development was slow, but I'm talking like the things that were going on.
Yeah, I thought that was fine. They could have done, could have gone faster.
I don't know. It was too abrupt all of a sudden.
Yes, I don't know. I liked it.
I liked it too. It took me a while to watch the season finale because I had already heard it was canceled.
Yeah,
I was like, do I really want to be left with a cliffhanger?
Why even watch it?
But I had already, that's back in the day when I had cable and I didn't have to wait for things to get on Hulu or wherever, or Netflix.
Yeah.
And,
I think I just watched it on Hulu.
Yeah, so I had my DVR, so it was just sitting on my DVR for months. Because I had already heard it was canceled, it was the 2-hour season finale, and I was like,
why would I do that?
But I had to, I eventually watched it, and then I canceled Satellite Forever.
That was the day you canceled Satellite.
I think it was right before. I was like, shit, I gotta watch this.
I better watch this before this is gone.
Sorry, I can't come into work today. I've gotta get rid of my cable, so.
I gotta watch my shows before it's gone. Yeah.
Did Ryan freeze?
No. He's just being very still. Oh,
yeah, what other show did they just cancel? Serenity, of course.
Yeah.
Or Firefly.
Yeah.
They didn't just cancel that.
They didn't just cancel it, but
well, they did just cancel it, and then years and years later, they made a movie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you guys are all left heartbroken.
They left the cliffhanger too, and then what was it? It got canceled in what? 2000?
Oh, you mean just cancel like it just ended abruptly?
Like they just dropped it.
Not like they didn't cancel it yesterday.
That show was going for years.
Suddenly,
Family Guy the first time. They can feel free to stop making Family Guy anytime they want.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, and it's like, that's still going, huh?
Yeah.
Good for them. So what have you guys been doing this week?
Working.
Working and playing a ton of Forza.
Forza 4.
Working.
Forza Horizon, because it was one of the cheaper ones. And newer.
I guess.
Last of Us came out this week. But yeah. None of us played it, so...
I watched Dwight play it.
That was a pointless conversation starter.
No, I watched Dwight play it. It's pretty cool.
Did you realize that?
What was it like?
Did you realize that halfway through your sentence?
It's... What is it like? It's sad. It's very sad.
Is it slow? It looks like it would be slow.
It is pretty slow. Like, you do have to take your time. Like, it's a game... It's one of those games that makes you afraid of dealing with more than one person at a time.
What game?
Last of Us.
Oh, Last of Us, right.
Because it's like, if you get into a fight with, like, two people, you're probably going to get your ass beat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Like, so, usually the option is you want to take the least confrontational option every time.
That doesn't really make for a fun game.
I know, so...
I mean, you can get away with fighting them, but it makes things more tense, because you have so many bullets... You have limited, you know, weapons.
So it's kind of like Resident Evil, but with less ammo.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Except the controls aren't garbage.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like, you're always afraid to shoot your gun because you're like, is this my last bullet for 2 hours?
Yeah, should I shoot? Should I chuck a brick at this guy?
Should I
sneak
scream
around?
And run the other way?
Yeah.
And by run, I mean walk slowly with my gun forward. Because God knows you can't shoot at the same time as you walk.
Yeah, it just makes things tense. Huh. Didn't get that far,
that
though.
It sucks, because...
Like, Splinter, know, it's
like Mass Effect, is I always went for the confrontational way.
Well, it's not one of those choice games, as far as the... I don't know further on in, I don't know about that, but from what I saw, there's not a whole lot of choice. You're following this kind of linear path. Like, you have options.
You can kind of, like, hide behind, like, buildings or something to get away from them?
Yeah, you can go a stealthy route, or you can go, like, a, you know, just beat up everybody as you go along, if you can. But as far as, like, you don't get to... If you run into a group of people and, you know, you're yelling back and forth at each other, you don't really have a choice. Like, you can't be like, fuck you, or you could be like, no, I'm sorry, whatever, like you can in Mass Effect. You don't really have a choice. As far as the story goes, but yeah, you can choose to sneak around or not. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't get that far into it, but the story is pretty good so far.
Okay.
I need to see if it lives up to that 10-10.
Yeah, it's getting 10s everywhere, so there's got to be something really, really good about it.
I guess.
But I haven't actually got my hands on a controller and played it. Just got to watch, like, the first chapter.
That was what day we were playing 14?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a few days ago.
I was so tired that day. I was playing 14 while I was watching him, and I could just feel myself sitting in the chair just like... just nodding off very slowly.
Wasn't it like morning for you?
No, it was like the middle of the day. But I had been up till like 4 or 5 the night before. So I was not having fun that day.
Another 14 beta tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, today, technically, right?
Well, no,
in a few
tomorrow.
Hours, you know what I mean? It'll be 2 a.m. Friday. So.
Is that when it starts?
Dude, that's you right now, almost.
Well, it won't be 2
a.m. but I got work in the morning.
Fuck work, call in.
I did that today.
It'll be like 5 a.m. for you.
You're still
sick. You were preemptive.
You're still sick. You just get better overnight.
No.
That looks fake.
Yeah, you just threw
fake.
Up some more. Yeah. You're only sick for one day and then you're okay.
Where were you at the lake? You look tan, you piece of shit.
I believe you for a second. Nah, you gotta call in and be like, oh man, I think I threw up my kidney. I don't know how it got in my stomach.
I had a bucket and the toilet underneath, and it was just like, it was a massacre in there, man. There's vomit on the walls. There's shit on the floor.
Jesus.
I don't even know how.
I'm falling apart, man.
I made it in the toilet bowl was blood. Oh my god. They take up.
I don't wanna.
And then you have to pour some water into the toilet bowl. No, it sounds like you're throwing up. And bam!
Get a can of soup so they hear a little bit of plop.
There you go. Beans. Get some beans. That just sounds awful.
You gotta get that chunky sound going in the water. It's like, why are you holding your phone up to you throwing up?
What, Terry?
Why are you holding your phone up to you throwing up? Stop it. Just don't come in.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
You have the phone right up on the beads.
Why are you doing this to me?
Just hang up. You don't have to do this.
I can't do it anymore. You have to
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Have your brother run in there and be like, oh, my God, are you okay? Hang up. I gotta call 911. And then he hangs up your phone, and then you play all day.
You got to sell it, Alex. You got to sell it.
And then you got another day, too.
Yeah, because you have to be at the hospital. You can't come in on a Saturday.
And then you have a day after that because you got to clean all that up. It was a lot.
So you got – just tell them you got a stomach – well, you can't call it more than 3 days because then they can ask for a note.
Well, I guess I better call a whole week off.
You know, you might as well just take like vacation leave or something.
Yeah, tell them you need sick leave. You are dying. You are on your deathbed. And if they want to come visit you, they can't.
They can't because it's just too painful.
It's too painful, and they actually have me at home because I'm in quarantine. Alex has died.
Farewell.
There you go. Now you're getting the spirit.
You gotta get a little more from the throat, though.
Yeah, you gotta get it.
Think chest to throat to mouth.
I'll just do it for real.
Nah, it's jam finger in there.
That'd be a great podcast. All of a sudden, you just hear everyone start throwing up.
I wonder if there's people like Sarah doesn't like even the sound of people throwing up. I wonder if somebody threw up because of this podcast.
There was a lot of that.
Just a group of somebody walking down on BART or some shit. Just
no more. I don't want to.
Why are they doing this? They've never done this. Where's Dwight? Fuck.
Moving on
to what?
Speaking of...
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of disgusting things.
Shut up. What do you got?
Shut up. Go on, Alex. Moving on.
Now we're going to listen to Tyler.
You know, you got something better to come on. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. No. Right. So,
it's your scapegoat.
You guys know I work at PetSmart. I don't know if everyone listening to the podcast does.
I work at PetSmart,
and I'm the manager. Oh, yeah. In charge of all the live animals.
I thought you sold newspapers door to door.
Jesus, I'm a newspaper.
I thought you were the paper boy.
Sorry.
No. I took after my father. I sell milk.
The milkman.
Milkman. Oh.
He has curly hair and no one else does.
Anyway, so this person comes in and they wanted to return a guinea pig today, but it's like we have this 14-day return for any reason. You can just return it. But it was dead. They told me it died 6 hours after they bought it. They bought it on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
They just left it sitting in a plastic bag. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. There was like this green, it looked like thick green algae that was growing on the guinea pig in the bag.
What's your return policy?
Can I return this?
Pretty much.
This one's defective.
Joe, I'm not convinced he can return a totally frozen dove.
We told them that for any reason you can return it.
They're like, oh, good. So if I put this guinea pig in the mic.
So if I take, if I take this guinea pig home, it's
we're
not going to
sell you a new one, but yeah, we'll take it back.
Terry, what was that?
I said if I take this guinea pig home and just snap its neck, that's cool, right?
Well, right. Anyway, Chris and Steak are putting it through a pepper grinder.
He pays the cashier, walks around the counters, I want to return this.
Walks up to a little kid like, hey, kid.
You see, this is a guinea pig.
Oh, my God.
He goes back to the register like, no, this one's not going to work out for me. This one's a little too frail
terrible
for me.
People.
I know. It's just floppy. It's just... Here you go, kid. You can swing it over your head.
That's horrible.
We're not the ones that did it, all right? I didn't leave a guinea pig in a bag, all right? I'm not the monster here.
I can't breathe.
What did you do with it, Tyler?
You put it in the defective box.
We have to freeze it. We have to get some like biohazard people to come pick up these like dead animal bodies and
oh my God.
It's a process.
Yeah, you just
stockpile bodies
on
the like
just laying out back in a freezer somewhere.
Okay, you know those like those giant freezers that like you walk up to and you could fit like several people in them?
Like a walk-in
like
freezer?
They fold up.
Oh, so like a meat freezer.
Yeah, like a meat freezer. You put dead
Terry,
meat in
your
it.
Mic is not... Move it close to your face or something, man.
Anyway, the vet in our store has one of those, so we just... I take it all back to them, and they... I don't know what they do with them.
Things.
They're in charge from there.
Don't worry about what they do with them.
They sell them to the Chinese restaurant next door to their place.
Hey man, this stuff's fresh.
Several Chinese places next door. This is Panda Express.
Oh.
Nah, Panda's too cheap to get it that way.
Oh, I'm crying.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you cared about that guinea pig so much.
I don't.
That's the problem, I don't.
A friend of mine killed a guinea pig in like a day. She has no idea what happened. And they bought another one, and it's dead, too. Just like, maybe you should stop getting guinea pigs.
Maybe you should rethink
you
this whole being
this.
Responsible for another living thing.
Yeah, I vote against it.
You want to have children? No, no, no.
It's dead. I don't know what happened.
There's a return policy,
oh,
right?
You're supposed to...
It's a return policy. He choked one of his kernels on his in his cage. You what?
We're talking the guinea pig or the children?
It's not important. What other show have we been
like,
watching?
It doesn't matter.
I've been watching some Keaton and Kel.
Really?
Oh, classic.
Oh my God, dude. Sarah and I have just been busting up laughing. That show is fucking hilarious.
Where have you been watching this? I want to watch this.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
That's what your internet's
acquired
for.
It from the internet, Alex.
I will link you the link, Alex, after the podcast.
You should know better than to be asking those kinds of questions.
Like I was honestly expecting, like, Netflix or something, but okay.
It's all on Netflix.
Yes, Netflix.
Actually, I have no idea. It might be. They do have a lot of Nickelodeon stuff on there. I actually have some of the DVDs.
Really?
I bought them online.
Do tell.
Yeah, I got them from Amazon.
Ah, yes,
okay,
Amazon. Nah, I've really only been watching MasterChef and Falling Skies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. July something.
July something.
Whose line?
Oh, really?
Oh.
What is that even going to be on?
CW, whatever that, like that channel.
Oh. The fine programming at CW.
Do they say keep it local, like with theirs over there?
No, they have something else. What is it called? It's.
It's so obnoxious here.
It's something.
Keep on laughing, but keep it local. I'm like, shut up, New Mexico.
Yeah, it's something dumb. I can't remember what it is. CW, we're a TV station.
Yeah, but you got, used to be WB, and then we got bought out by okay, with Turner. No, somebody else bought him out, and that's why they have the C.
But shit. They want the D.
The D. Welcome to the DW.
Sounds like a sexy television station.
We do sexy.
They need one of those low-voiced announcers.
Welcome to the DW.
So now it's a radio station?
Yes.
We play sexy ass and make love music all day long and every night.
And then
it gets a TV show too. GW. No commercials except for this one.
Come to the radio studio! Well, it's time for $1! $1! Now back to the smooth ass music.
Now listen to this smooth ass music.
Hope that didn't jolt you.
And it gets all exciting and loud, and then all of a sudden it's all slow and quiet.
Oh, oh my god. Let's get a real radio show, Terry.
Yes. Yes.
Alex, I want you to be our sound guy.
Yay, I get a soundboard.
And you get to yell random shit. We'll have to find a place for Tyler. Maybe you can bring us donuts.
I got some milk.
Oh, donut boy.
Yo, donut boy. Oh, no, his brother will bring us donuts. Bagels, I'm sure.
Bags of bagels.
Tom, I talked about him on the podcast and his bagel.
He's so happy.
Yeah, Terry, we'll get on like some random half a station. Like 89.9 and a half. We get to get analog on that shit. We'll never be heard.
That's fine. We say whatever we want then.
People probably don't even know what I'm talking about, right?
What is like radio? A mile of the tower?
Yeah. It's like a giant FM transmitter.
What means this radio?
What do you mean analog stick on a radio? You mean I can't just press seek?
I mean, I can't just search on the internet.
Spotify broke?
What's wrong with your Spotify?
What, you got that shitty Google access, all music access? Google ripped off Spotify so poorly.
Did they?
Oh my god. Did you try it out in the free trial?
Free trial of what?
All music access on your phone and shit. It's like Spotify.
This is the first time hearing of that.
Oh, so Google came out with their own streaming platform. It's called Google All Access Music. It's a horrible name. It's just a disgusting mouthful.
It just tastes bad in my mouth.
There's not even an acronym for it.
And it's the same price, but if you did the trial, you can come in at any time and pay $7 instead. But it was, like, really hard to use, and on the computer it only works within the browser.
Huh.
There's no like computer app, and I'm like, well, fuck you.
Nope.
I'm out.
Can't do it.
Nope.
That's interesting. I'd never heard of this until now.
Not nearly as smooth as Spotify either. Although their M&M station was just as bad.
Yeah, I don't know why people can't handle like radio, quote unquote radio. Like when you do stations and stuff like that.
I put it on like Eminem or any rapper, really, and all of a sudden, there's like Coldplay.
Yeah, like it's random stuff comes out.
Why is there Coldplay?
No.
Or like, I was listening to,
Eminem sounds
Dr. Dre. Like, it was a Dr. Dre, like, off of one of his songs. I hit radio, you know?
Yeah.
And they played fucking Lindsey Stirling.
Who?
That chick that plays the violin.
The violinist.
Redoes, like, video game songs and shit.
Nah, we know what you want. Don't worry about it.
That's like a rendition of Game of Thrones, and it started playing, and I'm like, what?
This isn't terrible, but I don't want this.
And no, I was like, this is good. This is good. I'll like this for another time. Oh, no, wait, no. I'll thumbs down it, and I'll go find it myself. But the thumbs downing on Spotify is the worst.
Yeah, because it'll still bring it up. Like, okay, look, we know you didn't actually like this song, but...
How about do you like the second
what
time?
What about now?
I thumbs downed a song, and it started playing the same song.
It's like, oh,
I'm not even kidding.
You don't like that piece of shit? How about this?
I was on my phone, and I thumbs down to it, and it immediately started playing. And I was like, are you fucking serious right now? So I thumbs down it again, and two songs later, it played the same band.
Are like, you sure you don't like them?
If Spotify's quality is so shitty, or not Spotify, Pandora, if their quality wasn't so shitty, I would use them a lot more.
I didn't but, like Pandora's either.
I like that I can make my own playlist.
But Pandora, yeah, me too. But Pandora let you thumbs down a song, and if you thumbs down an artist twice, it would never play the artist again.
Right, yeah.
And I loved that. And it comes free with my new phone, so I might use it a little bit more.
Nice.
Like you get the free subscription.
Ad-free, all the thumbs downs you need?
Yep. It's like I paid the $39 for it, and I get it for free because I bought a Windows phone.
Oh, God. I think I found my solution to that, by the way.
What?
I'm going to get my Galaxy S4 eventually, then maybe get a Windows tablet.
Why don't you wait for that computer that's coming out from Samsung that's going to be both Google and Windows operating system?
I didn't know that. Which one?
Did you guys see that? The ATIV?
I did not see this.
Tablet?
It's like a computer, but it runs...
A computer.
It runs Google. I think it is a tablet. I think it's kind of like the Surface, but it runs Windows 8 and Google OS.
How does that work?
I don't know. I read a very short article about it when I was at work, and I couldn't finish it because I was at work.
So?
I mean, you're working very productively.
Well, no, that's exactly what happened. I was actually having to work, so I didn't get to finish the article. Stupid. Let's see if I can find it. I'm going to hold my phone all the way up here so that way it doesn't affect.
In case you drop it.
I hope I drop it.
Yes.
Well, I'm actually sending it to Sean, so.
So it's fine if he drops it.
Well, no, I don't want to break it too bad.
No, not to break the phone.
I'm pretty sure. What do you call that thing that decides the balance? I think that's broken.
Accelerometer.
Gyroscope.
It'll just like churn sideways on its own.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, and then it won't go back, and I'm like.
Yeah, nah, it's better this way.
Boop.
What's with all the electronics in your life deciding that they should just do what they want for you?
They're old.
No. You like this.
They're old, Tyler.
You're old.
The Windows on Samsung.
I am too.
Here on IGN.
What?
Back in May, Samsung announced the company was planning on bringing a netbook display on the market with a resolution even greater than Apple's Retina device. Today, Samsung has officially announced the first application of the panel used in the new ATIVQ, broadcasting a, what is that, 3200x by 1800 PhD. Does that mean anything to anybody?
No.
Say one more time.
Resolution?
QHD Plus. Yeah, it's resolution display. The hybrid is capable of running both Android and Windows 8.
Probably one at a time.
Yeah, probably, but...
They're calling it a hybrid, though.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It weighs 2.84 pounds. It looks pretty sick. See?
Found it weighs...
Yeah, I saw. Pretty cool, right?
So good.
Switching between Android and Jelly Bean operating system does not require a reboot of the ATIVQ. You only need to press the start button.
Wow.
While Samsung's new hybrid will allegedly launch sometime later this year, there's no word yet on pricing. That's pretty fucking. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
$800. Calling it right now.
That's not a bad price.
I just got a new phone, so I'm not... I don't care.
I'm about to get a new phone. I don't want a new tablet. Or I don't have a tablet. Or a netbook. I have a netbook, and it's a piece of shit.
I got a Vita today.
I know that.
Yes, tell us of your Vita.
Did he tell us, Art?
I haven't had much.
Podcast.
I played with it for a little while. I played Uncharted, because I never played Uncharted before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a launch title, I'm told, and honestly kind of clunky because it's got like the touch controls and all that stuff, and I fucking hate touch controls.
Nah, they're great.
And then
come on,
I played Gravity Rush,
Gravity
which
Rush
apparently
is,
Yeah, like I've never heard of it before, and people are telling me, "Oh, it's awesome."
It's
know,
like
whatever.
The one good game they have, like strictly for Vita.
No, they got Persona.
Well, I mean, strictly for Vita. Persona was on the PlayStation 2.
Persona 4.
Yeah, Persona 4. Persona 4 was originally on PlayStation 2.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the one that they have on Vita, that's a port, Persona 4 Golden or whatever. It's a port and it has some extra stuff. But
oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what really blew me away was the PSN store.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. They have all kinds of indie stuff. It's amazing. Like, it is just candy land over there.
I was like, oh my god!
They finally got that right. Like, you can
fucking
get
Tactics was $10.
Anything you fucking want on that store. It's so good.
I was like, George, I'm buying this off you. And I'm getting War of the Lions.
Man, you gotta get that. And you gotta get Muramasa when it comes out.
Yes, yes. What is it like? I think it was like $30.
Yeah, it's gonna be something like that. It's supposed to be the game plus so much content that it's like twice as long as the original.
For $60, it was a good purchase.
Mm-hmm. If you got it for $60, it's a very good purchase. It's like 250 new, 200 used.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal.
It's a little, it's kind of big. For cheap. It's pretty big.
Like, it is big.
Shit is huge, honestly.
But it's worth it.
This, yeah, I guess so. I mean, the screen is nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
But, like, the sticks are a little small. So it's like your hand keeps slipping off.
Is it bigger than the Game Gear?
No.
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 Nothing is bigger than the Game Gear.
I thought I'd ask. I sliced my foot open on a Game Gear once.
How?
They had no battery pack, of course, or no back to the battery, of course, because, you know, who can hold on to
those buttons? Yeah, and there was two of them, too, on that
one. Yeah. So it was on the floor because it had fallen out of my backpack.
He just couldn't beat that level of Sonic.
And Terrence slammed on the brakes, and I, like, put my foot down onto the back of the Game Gear and just sliced the bottom of my foot open, got blood in there, I had to clean it. It was a disaster. And no, Tyler, I was actually playing Power Rangers.
Okay. I have a Power Rangers on Game Gear.
I do too. It's still at my house.
Did you get the one where it's like a fighting game, kind of?
Yeah, you're like, it's like a side-scroller?
Yeah, kind of side-scroller, and you fight. You do the side-scroller part, and then you get to the part where you get into your mech or whatever. And
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was hard as fuck.
Yeah. That's why I was playing it. Yeah. I had already beaten Sonics, and man, what was that one game I played the shit out of on that thing? Fuck, I don't even remember. That thing was so far ahead of its time.
Yeah.
The way
not so much
it,
on
like,
the power part.
Had mechs.
The Zords.
Zords.
Yeah, but they're mechs. And it's like,
I didn't
power
even
Rangers
catch that.
Power Rangers were badass. They're talking about doing a comeback for the originals.
Yeah, like a reboot or whatever.
But like, I think one of them's dead. One like hates the show because he was gay and they wouldn't let him talk about it.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if that'll ever happen.
And the other guy's an MMA fighter. Green Ranger's an MMA fighter.
Now. Yeah, right.
He is built.
He's going to be like, I'm in charge. All right.
Okay, great. That's fine.
It's fine.
I'm not going to argue with that.
See, now this is that guy's chance, though. You know, gay's in right now. He could go. It's like gay.
It's in now.
Come on. I don't mean it like, you know, it's the what's the word? The hot word?
It goes with your purse.
Yeah, it goes.
Well, two of them.
The accessory to conversation. How's that? What, Alex?
I think two of them are gay.
Oh, see?
Where's the other one?
Well, I don't know if the other one is gay. I just know he does gay porn.
No, the Red Ranger thing, that was, no, that's a rumor. Because there was a guy that looked a lot like him that did porn. And his porn name, he made his porn name similar to the guy's just because just be a dick, I guess.
That's awesome.
That's how you ride the popularity wave.
Because every time I'd see like a picture of him somewhere on the internet, I'd be like,
Who's watching Always Sunny?
Probably Alex's brother.
Probably.
Should die extinct.
Yeah, no, the Red Ranger thing is a rumor.
Oh, weird. That's cool.
It is a funny rumor.
A little fucked up, but...
If it gets you more views, why not?
I can think of a slur of reasons. I don't even know the word. I'm up so...
Slew?
Slew. Thank you, Tyler. Slew. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Yellow Ranger's dead. That's sad.
That is sad.
What's your death?
I want a Power Rangers anime.
Why?
Because it'd be badass. It'd
be really dramatic music when the mechs are being assembled. Just lots of lights and shit.
It's an anime with mechs. Tell me. Come on.
I guess. I mean...
You saw Gurren. Can you imagine the Power Rangers with that scale of epic?
They could just keep it live action and just step it up.
That's true. They could put a lot of money into a
movie. It'd be much funnier to watch.
And like I've been saying, a Captain Planet movie is just, that's also in right now. You know, the environment and all that.
The environment's all about the environment. Don't go burning trees down. Everyone's got their long hair telling me not to burn things.
Only you can prevent forest fires. What if I don't want to?
What if I want to start forest fires?
It's America. Do what I want. No, but really, like a Captain Planet movie?
I hope they do a Captain Planet, yeah.
Say that for years. It's all about, you know, the global war. We got to stop global warming.
They did a Battleship movie. They can do a Captain Planet movie.
It's not even a thing. Battleship wasn't even like an anime. It was
it was a board game.
It was a stupid board game. Not even a board game. It was two pieces of plastic. Four pieces of plastic with a bunch of... Little pieces
little
of plastic,
piece of
that,
plastic
you never
that you
never keep
lose.
That you'd always end up stepping on, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Finding in between your toes, you're like, what the fuck is that?
How long has that been there?
When was the last time I played Battleship? 1995?
The movie only had like a 2-minute clip of anything similar to the game.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it did have like a 2-minute clip that you had anything to do with the game. That?
Like our radar's out, man. They're
you mean it
out.
Had a battleship it in was, it?
Yeah. It wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't a good one either.
You guys watched it?
Yeah.
It had, like, Rihanna in it. It was her first performance ever. Like, you guys watched
the
that movie?
The performance of Rihanna.
We're brave, Ryan.
Somebody had to.
I watched movies. I watched, what was that, Snoop Dogg's movie where he went to high school with Wiz Khalifa? It was a funny ass movie. Terrible. Just awful. Fell apart about halfway through.
Oh, it made it halfway.
What?
It made it halfway before it fell apart.
Did you watch it, Terry?
I did not. No, I did not see this, but that's surprising to me.
It was hilarious about halfway through.
Wow.
Oh, shit. You guys watched Battleship?
Hey, it had Liam Neeson in it, so I was like, yeah, why not?
That's pretty much the only reason to watch that movie.
What have you guys seen lately in the theaters, by the way, since it's, you know, movie time?
I don't even remember.
What's in the theaters right now?
I saw Star Trek.
Oh, I've seen Star Trek, yeah.
I found it predictable.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed Fast and the Furious more than I liked Star Trek.
Oh, I want to see that.
It was good. I liked it.
Last thing I saw was The Hangover 3.
Yeah,
I heard that was not as funny as the other ones.
Yeah, they were talking shit on Fast and the Furious 3 about or 6 and like, oh, it's the 6th movie, you know, they're going to be dead, and they made so much less money on opening night. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't know why we needed a 6.
Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Dude, they just
come in threes.
They just get better. They're already 7's already in production out next year.
You just said
seven,
that
really?
6 did bad.
No. Hangover 3 did bad. Way worse than 6. Like, embarrassingly.
I can see that.
What?
I can see that. Like, I never saw 2, but I've heard nothing good about 2. That's basically just
two was
same,
good.
The same movie again.
Yeah, it was just the same thing.
So as I understand it, it goes number one, three, and then two.
And it's...
What, Terry?
As I understand it, the ranking is number one, three, and then two.
Really?
No, it's like two, three, then one.
You think one's the worst?
No.
It's not the worst, but the other ones were better.
Really? You're the first person I've ever heard say that.
No, the first one
if they're better, wouldn't that
classic.
Make it the worst?
First one's just...
I love the first one. The second one, I was like, okay, I think I just watched that movie.
Yeah, really. And the third one was all right.
No, the second one had more racing and all that shit.
It just seemed less plausible.
We are on two different things. We're talking about Hangover, not Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's talking about
Fast and Furious. Two wasn't good anyway. Fast and Furious 2 wasn't good anyway.
You put one the lowest?
Yeah.
No.
Really? It's clearly 1-3-2 in the original three.
Was three?
One was good.
Three was Tokyo Drift, right?
For me.
One was good. That's the actual pace of Fast and Furious. And there were not a bunch of bros and bras running around in little rice rockets with Ludacris.
That's what made it Fast and Furious.
No!
Watch that movie and not expect a bro in there.
They were just fast. They weren't furious. Terry has something to say. Everybody stop talking because no one else could talk when he talks.
One was good. Two. That's when they brought Tyrese, and that's when it was just...
Oh, Tyrese does better, though, in the later one.
No, he does not belong in any movie.
I love Tyrese, man.
You asshole.
They always make fun of his white teeth. It's hilarious. Every movie he gets made fun of because of his teeth. And I don't mean just every Fast and Furious movie. I mean every movie he's in.
And then three was Tokyo Drift. I only saw bits and pieces. I wasn't impressed.
I liked Tokyo Drift until
I wanted it too.
Tokyo Drift went downhill when they started evolving the love story, and once the love story evolved, the computer animation went up, and the real car shit went down, and so that's kind of where the movie took the turn for me.
And four, I barely remember, but I know I didn't like it that much.
Four was a piece of shit.
Yeah, four was whatever. It was, meh.
I enjoyed four. It wasn't my favorite, but I loved five, and I think I liked six.
Five was all right. I liked five.
Shit.
I think I like
six. I think I've actually seen four.
Four's the one just Fast and Furious when they came back with all the original people.
Yeah.
They're like racing in like a desert or something like that.
They're moving drugs and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It was forgettable.
Yeah.
But five was pretty good. I was surprised.
Five was intense.
And six is good, huh?
I liked it a lot.
I'm always impressed when they can make movies that last beyond, like, a trilogy.
And hey, they're really breaking the rule. Like, they really are just like, we'll just keep making movies.
Nah, let's just keep going.
Well, now they're adding bigger people. I don't know if I'm, hopefully I don't, I mean, it's not a big deal. Jason Statham's gonna be in seven.
Really?
Like,
awesome.
Yeah, he's the, what's the word? Antagonist?
The new cop?
The bad guy.
The bad guy. And I'm not going to tell you who or what he is. You have to watch six, and then you'll probably figure it out on your own because you're all smart kids.
I'm pretty smart. I'm not going to lie.
And then I'm going to go see Superman on the 29th.
I heard different things about Superman.
I've heard a lot of good things about Superman.
Me too. That's one of the
I'm hoping it's going
to
be good.
I've heard some bad things, but it's from people that are comparing him to the old movies, and they're like, why are we getting another reboot? And it's like, because the last reboot wasn't even a reboot. It was a continuation of a story that they really fucked up pretty hardcore. So they're just starting over now. And I support that.
Yeah, they're trying to do the Avengers thing.
Kinda.
They're
leaving it open to the possibility, but there's nothing in the works,
right.
I guess.
I would like to see a Justice League.
I would love to see a Justice, but it has to be the same people. If Christian Bale won't commit, then you can't do it.
Yeah, you really can't.
Yeah, you can't just change one character. You can't just change them all and be like, oh, here's some new people. It's like, we don't care about these people. We just watched an origin story with all these other people that leads up to this, and we don't get to see these people. Some random-ass new actor.
How can you not want to be, like, Batman again? You're fucking Batman.
I know.
He's Christian Bale.
He's done. He says he's out. He's out of the game.
Out of acting?
No. He's just out of
Batman.
Being Batman.
The right paycheck comes on his door. He'll do it.
Because they wanted to do another Batman, but Nolan is not going to do it. He didn't want to do it. And Christian Bale didn't want to do it if he wasn't going to do it.
Warner Brothers will probably still do it. They'll start. They'll just do it with that kid and do just a Dark Knight. Yeah. Or what is it? Is that what he is?
Nightwing.
Nightwing, thank you. Do a Nightwing trilogy and then make him in the Justice League.
Yeah, you can't have Justice League without Christian Bale Batman, though.
I know, I agree.
You can't do it.
You can try, but...
You can try.
I don't know. I would say for the right amount of money, right amount of pressure, he'd probably do one more movie, but it wouldn't be... If it wasn't just focused on him.
Yeah.
Aquaman, he needs his own thing.
Oh, we do not need an Aquaman movie.
Yes, we do. I'd watch that. So would you.
No.
I want to reboot.
I like Green Lantern, and they had a Green Lantern movie, and I haven't seen it.
It's terrible. I want to reboot.
Yeah, that's what I heard it was.
Make it again.
I want them to do what they do with the Hulk. They need to get it right. That is such a cool-ass character. They fucked him up so bad.
Green Lantern's pretty bad.
They should have gone with Black Green Lantern. Really, like, come on.
Was his name John Stewart, I think?
Yeah, something. I don't know. Ryan Reynolds, come on. Ryan Reynolds is the funny man.
Hey, I thought that was a good pick for
Hal Jordan.
But.
Okay. They clearly need
Tyrese. Whatever.
I didn't say Tyrese.
I need Tyrese. He is so good in all of his movies. Have you guys seen Legion?
No.
Yes.
This is awful. And it is his greatest work. This is Tyrese's greatest work in that movie.
Better than Transformers?
Better than Transformers.
Are you sure?
Awful movie. Don't see Legion.
I'm not planning on it.
Don't get me wrong, we had a blast watching it. I saw it with a bunch of my friends, and we were just talking shit on it the whole way through. People behind us were getting mad. We were talking so much.
God, I miss doing that. I hope I get a boot back there soon.
That movie was so bad that it was funny.
I want a Static Shock movie.
A Static Shock movie.
Should we get a Captain Marvel movie, too?
Just get, what's his name? Will Smith's kid.
Who?
Yeah, Static. Right? What's his name?
Who?
Jaden?
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
I could see him being Static Shock.
He could do it.
They could do a live-action Teen Titans movie. Be awful.
We don't need that.
Be awful.
We don't
need Teen
that.
Titans!
Joseph Gordon-Levy as Robin.
There you go, it's perfect.
We really don't need any of that.
What else could they do from DC that we would like to see?
The Flash.
I could watch a Flash movie.
My dad made me watch the, like, super old
the
Flash
old
Gordon
ones.
Movie.
Oh, Flash Gordon?
They tried to play him off as not even, like, a superhero.
You're talking about the original Flash, like, the All-American hero?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Unacceptable.
It's funny. Terrible. So terrible.
And Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman? Alright, I probably wouldn't watch it until it came out on DVD.
Wow. I'd go see a Wonder Woman movie, if they pick the right woman.
Yeah, if they pick the right one, alright. She's gotta be real Amazonian looking.
Olivia Wilde is Wonder Woman.
Nah, yeah, too porcelain.
Nah, she can do it.
No, she's not.
Shut up, Brent. Don't ruin
it. Don't you ruin this
wrong.
Movie.
Let the man have his fantasies.
Beyonce or it's no fun.
You get Beyonce out of here or this is not happening.
I'm just kidding. It's got to be Mariah Carey. She's big enough.
It'd be, what's her face? It'd be Lana.
Lana?
Lana. Oh, I can't remember her name. The Ubisoft girl.
Oh, with the
Aisha,
girlwood?
Aisha Taylor. Aisha Tyler's, Tyler?
Tyler's gone.
No.
Tyler's gone.
I said Aisha Tyler.
Oh, I was like, don't talk.
Her name is Aisha Tyler or Taylor or something. She's
Who would
too
be
tall.
The perfect person for Wonder Woman? Like, really?
She could be She-Hulk. You just have to put on like fake muscles and everything. She's got the height already.
Shit, who else do we want to see? I do not want to see a Supergirl movie ever.
We don't need that.
Green Martian.
I could go for a Manhunter movie.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's pretty dope. I think that would get weird. I think that would get Watchman weird if they made one of those.
I like how that's on your scale, Watchman.
That movie was fucking weird.
It was.
There's no word to describe it. Just people with their dicks out, people just getting shot in little pieces. It's just like, what?
Yeah. I went into that having read the comics, so it wasn't that crazy for me, but. Wait, I think Ryan froze.
Yeah, I think he said.
What?
Okay, you're back.
I went in there with no conceived notions of anything. I had no idea what I was going into, and I regretted it so hard.
It's good. Like, the...
It was like Sin City, but like with superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it.
Kill me, they kill me! What?
It was weirder in the comic, I'll tell you that much.
I thought he was the main character. What is this, Game of Thrones? Which I'm not caught up on, and I still haven't heard anything about, which I'm pretty proud of.
You need to. I don't know how much longer you can hold that off.
Well, Ryan, let me tell you.
His stupid friend almost ruined it.
What episode was the last one you saw?
7 or 6?
Wow, you need to get on that.
I don't know, let me check. Hold on, let me see.
You need to get on top of that now.
Let me go into
What's the last thing that happened?
Who knows?
Nothing as important as what happens in the last 3 episodes.
I know.
You need to catch up
on that. Man, it's so far down my list. 7. 7 was the last one I watched.
What's on the top of your list?
No, I mean like, you know, Mad Men was the last thing I watched. Which is getting just crazy if anybody watches Mad Men.
I got it. I haven't caught up. I'm like caught up to the last season. I haven't seen the newest ones of this season.
Crazy shit, dude. Crazy fucking shit is going down! There's only season finales on Sunday. Don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, where I left off, it was Don and his wife, and his wife was doing some commercial thing that she had just snaked from her friend.
Oh, that was some shifty shit.
Yeah, and then Don sits down at the bar, and this girl starts talking to her, and it's like, are you alone? And then it cuts off, and it's like, oh, no!
You have to get on it, Terry. You have to get on it.
I will do that.
Get down on it.
I'll put that on after, get down on it. After Falling Skies.
Falling Skies. It's a good one, too. Doctor Who will be here before we know it, too.
Wow, when is that?
I'm still not caught up on Doctor Who.
That's like
October. It's like October. September? I don't know.
I want to know what the fuck happened at the end of that last episode.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
Tyler's not caught up.
Talk about it. I don't care about spoilers.
No, don't worry
spoilers.
About it.
Spoilers.
Shut up. I fucking hate when shit. Like, shut the fuck up.
I know. Tell me!
Yeah, I know.
What if Marty McFly would have done this, huh?
He would have got punched. That's what happened.
He would have been like, later, losers, and then skateboarded away.
Hoverboarded.
Hoverboard, excuse me, sorry.
I beg your pardon, sir. Man, I hope they do something dope for in 2015. Like, I hope they put out some crazy-ass release for it. But
I don't know what else they can do. They already did put out, like, the movie on Blu-ray. They did a re-release in theaters.
Maybe they'll... Free Hoverboard!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warning, does not actually hover.
Warning, actually hovers.
I like that warning better. I like that a lot.
Little pizzas that they put in those little ovens for like a second.
Life would be so much simpler.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be very healthy though. But they'd be delicious.
I bet they'd be amazing. Fantastic. I could use those at work.
You still have a whole pizza to yourself whenever you want.
Ow, ow, ow.
And those Nikes with the self-tying laces or whatever.
That's just lazy. Like, really? You can't take 2 seconds to...
And a fax machine in your bathroom!
No, Terry, I gotta go to work.
Man, my shoes can be tired themselves while I brush my teeth.
Why are you brushing your teeth with your shoes on?
I don't know. I'm not you.
That's true. That's for damn sure.
I brush my teeth with my shoes on. It's usually the last thing I do before I leave the house, just in case I want to eat something.
Mm-mm.
Which is a clever ploy.
You can tell me? You can tell me how to do my morning routine?
Yes.
Well, go
don't,
fuck
don't
yourself.
Don't do that. Wrong.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said don't do that.
What?
Don't brush your teeth before you go. No, you can do it whenever. That's fine if you want to do it. Just not before you go to work, or after you get home from work, or before you go to bed, or after you go to bed.
Well, how could I brush my teeth after I go to
bed? I don't make the rules here, alright?
You're dumb.
You damn well better follow.
You're dumb! That's what you are, son.
Anyway, how long have we been going?
Well, the call's been going for an hour and 24 minutes.
So I assume we've been going for an hour.
Well, I'm going to go get some water. You three chat.
Before you do that, do we have anything else?
Oh, are we getting off?
I don't know. Do we have anything else?
I'm sure we can find something to talk about.
All right, go for it.
Oh, I don't know.
That's
what I like that.
What have we been playing lately?
I'm going to leak out some information. Tyler?
Go ahead and leak it out your butt. Do it.
Let's talk about what we were doing last night. What we were trying to do, but your brother's internet got fucked up. I'm working on a new thing for my YouTube channel.
Ooh.
Some Halo.
Ooh.
We worked on a couple things for a trailer that I'm putting out hopefully next week. A
trailer?
Yeah. It's just a little snippet. Introduce us all. You'll see.
Impressive.
It's going to be sexy.
How sexy.
And then Tyler and I are going to be putting something out as well together. Also Halo related.
You guys going to be putting out?
We're going to be putting out hard.
Together.
I'm being very vague because we might change some things.
Because we might not do it.
No, we'll do it. I've already got a lot of footage for it.
Because I'm very excited about it, but we might scrap the whole thing.
Yeah, you never know. You know, the other creative hands in the cookie jar.
Gotta keep
things basically
fluid.
It's basically just gonna be
some creative cookie.
Like the squad, but Halo.
Halo squad, space squad.
You'll see.
Space squad. Watch. I was 2 seconds away from trading in my Halo the other day.
Terry.
I just gotta put that out there.
It's in this podcast before I kill you.
You don't want to die while you're being recorded.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You do whatever you do. I miss you. I wish you'd come play more.
I don't even know where it is. I think my brother has it.
Is that why you couldn't trade it in?
No. I was at work and I was looking through like the prices for everything. It was like, because there's this big deal where if you trade in towards E3 stuff, you get like a big bonus. So I was thinking I'll round up all my shit that I don't use ever and do it.
I don't have anything left.
Yeah, it still wasn't even worth it, and I had to give up a lot to get anywhere near something reasonable.
I put everything into my new Xbox.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I would just put the down payment for PS4 or whatever, and if I change my mind, I get my money back. But
I'm still going with the 1.
I don't know.
I want to go with the 4.
I'm still leaning on the 4, but I'm still also deciding if I even want a console.
It's still the most powerful out of the 2, so...
I guess.
Yeah, but by
still pretty comparable. Hardware-wise, this games is going to be the big thing. And it seems like a lot of the games are going to be on both consoles.
Right. And everyone knows what I'm looking forward to, so what game am I going to do?
Call of Duty.
Well, see, that would have been the only reason I would have wanted an Xbox.
That Duty Ghost? That Ghost Duty?
No. Kill me now.
Whatever.
I'm getting Spartan Assault, too. on your phone.
When does that come out?
July 1st.
Wait, like this July?
Nah, next July.
Yeah, July 1st.
Gosh. Need to get on that sooner than I thought.
It's going to be $6.99.
What? I still don't know what that is. Like, what kind of game
it's
is
like
it?
It's
a top-down, like, it's like a Metal Slug top-down kind of game where you just get to shoot in different directions.
So what's it called? Alien something. What's that game called? Alien?
Alien Swarm. Yes, Alien it's Swarm. That kind of view, but Halo.
And Twin Stick.
So Halo, Alien Swarm.
Halo, Alien Swarm, yes.
Okay. But you still get to, like, drive the Banshee, or the Banshee.
Covenant Swarm.
All that shit. You still get to do everything. It's gonna.
It would have been awesome. Like, I heard it was going to be on Windows 8, but I was like, ugh.
I'm getting a Windows 8 phone, so that's what I'm going to get it on.
Windows 8 is great for tablets and phones.
What?
I said 8 is great for tablets and phones.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I loved my mom's Surface. Oh, I'm so jealous. She got it for free.
How?
Wow.
She's testing it for the school district.
Ah. More like shopping on Amazon all day.
No,
I'd be on all kinds of shit, anything but testing it for the school.
No, she had me show her some stuff. We're trying to figure out how to get it linked, like, wirelessly to a projector and stuff like that, so she can just run her presentations off of it. She likes it a lot. I liked it a lot. I wanted to steal it.
I would do everything.
Then why didn't you?
She'd figure out it was me.
This smell.
I wanted to service this the day they announced it. I'll probably have to wait for the 2. It'll probably weigh half as much. That thing is heavy.
I bet. Basically a laptop.
It's good, though. It flows pretty smooth. I like the kickstand that's built into it, and the keyboard works like a regular keyboard.
Speaking of tablets, you were saying something about Commander Mode, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Been confirmed that it's only for tablets. You can't do it with a phone.
That makes sense.
But can you do it, like, if I was at work, or do I have to be next to my Xbox?
I don't know, because they said it's mobile Commander.
Because if I have a tablet anyway, and I'm at work, and I'm like, yeah, well, motherfuck that. I'll play some Battlefield right now, help you guys out.
I don't know. Maybe.
How cool would that be, just to be like, there, but not there? I wonder if you could type shit to people, too.
Yeah, but if you're going to be at work and we're playing and we're in the fucking shit, we need you to lay down artillery fire.
Right. Well, no, you just have to mark. I'm sure there's a way to mark where you want it to go.
Yeah, but if you're talking to someone like a client or whatever and your tablet's off to the side and we're yelling and getting raped.
That's true. That could happen. Yeah. That's a risk you have to take.
Don't put yourself in them situations.
Yeah, I thought you were better than that.
Yeah,
I shouldn't even have to be doing anything. I should just be doing cleanup once you're out. He's not even listening.
No, he's not.
Did you hear what I said to you, boy?
Something about cleanup?
Yeah, that's all I should be doing. You guys should be marching through the buildings, killing everybody, and I'll shoot the tanks that are trying to tail your asses. I don't know, you shouldn't be in the shit. You're better than that. We don't get in the
shit. We're constantly in the shit.
We create the shit around us. Tell me we don't just, like, throw motorcycles at people and jump into the middle of the enemy base and just start shooting in every direction.
Look, we do what we have to do.
I know, we do what we have to do, but we create the shit. If we went in much more calm all the time, shit would not always be blowing up in our face.
We make the hard decisions out there.
We don't know how to go in calm.
I know, so it's not... So that's
the point.
How do you even...
You ain't going in loud, yeah, what's the point?
I've jumped out of helicopters and dropped C4 on people and sacrificed my own meat to kill it. Like,
you were trying to say something.
Say something again, Terry. Somebody else is breathing.
I didn't really have any meaning to add.
Terry was flying the chopper the other day when we were playing, and I dropped C4 down and blew up a tank. Like, off the side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Killed the guy, too. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah! So much fun.
You also
got
another one of those kills where the chopper flies low and you just run up real quick and put C4 on it and then run away.
Oh, yeah, that was sick, too. They were like, were they trying to repair it or something?
They were doing something stupid.
Oh, they were just hovering. They were going to pick up the flag carrier.
Yeah.
And I ran up and threw C4 on the front, waited for it to fly away. I just pulled the trigger.
It was a beautiful firework.
I don't think I even waited long enough. I'm pretty sure I died. Like I always do when I play on C4.
Look, you sacrifice everything for the team.
I learned from Geta how to play C4 properly. Run as fast as you can at the tank and place it on it. Pull the trigger as soon as you have the chance before they have a chance to kill you.
Yeah, then pull the trigger immediately.
It's what you have to do. If you can get away, get away. But if you don't know if you can get away, don't risk trying to get away. For the team. It's for the team. Revive you if they can.
It was yesterday, I think. Not yesterday. Maybe yesterday. I don't remember. But it was me, Adrian, Jose, Jessica, a bunch of us. We were playing Battlefield 3 on PC. And we started doing 64-man rush. You don't even know, right?
I want to play. Saddest is going to be me and Tyler playing Battlefield.
Yeah.
Well,
your brother will get it. Oh, no, he'll be dead.
What?
My other brother will be back alive.
That's true.
He might be better.
He would.
I doubt it. He's terrible. He's not a functioning gamer.
Not right now.
I don't think he ever was. Matt's always had a leg up on Jacob. You don't think so?
It depends on the game, but I understand what you're saying.
I think shooters, Matt's got it a little better than Jacob.
He's got a good eye.
He's more the strategist. Because he's always talking. Everybody go this way, this way, this way, you go this way, go this way, go this way. Alright, we'll go this way, we'll go this way, you wanna go this way. How's he doing? Is he okay?
How is he?
Well, no, he's like in Turkey, right?
Yeah.
That's where the shit is right now. Well,
Turkey's a bird, not a place.
He's in Thanksgiving right now, right? What are you playing?
I'm not doing anything.
What are you playing?
Liar!
What are you playing? Don't close your eyes so I can't see. What are you playing?
Playing Forza.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
Well, no, you are just a
Jacob's
piece of shit.
Been on his mission a year now, so.
I know that.
Oh, a year today.
I know that.
Okay, alright.
Your wife posted it on Facebook.
Oh, that's... I was like, alright, who's well informed?
It's your 6-month anniversary today, too.
That I know.
But I was kind of like, really? I'm going to be married a year in less than 2 months.
Her?
I'm sure. Her? Man, Terry.
Wait, you're married?
Terry. If I'm back, do you want to take a day trip to Tahoe with us?
Yes.
Go back to that bar?
Get another one of those, what are you called? Sidewinders, what she make? Sidewinders?
What was I getting?
No. It was something, I think Brutus got it. It was called like a Sidewinder or something. And it
weird. I kept
good.
Getting
that sounds familiar.
Tequila sunrises, man. That was good. I had two in each hand, a shot in front of me.
It's like, bam, bam.
People were like, let me buy you a drink. No, you don't have to. I actually at one point went to the bathroom. And I was looking in the mirror and I was like, you're not going to throw up.
You're fine. You got to hold the shit.
Do you know who you are? And I washed my face off, walked back out, took a shot, ordered another drink, and went back to work.
Those are always those intense moments where it's like, you have to like look in a mirror while you're doing it. Like you feel it like, bubbling up and you're just looking in the mirror and you're just like,
no, you're not. Lock eyes. Pull together.
There's a trick for that actually. Like if you feel like you need to throw up, you just grip your thumb like as tight as you can. I don't know, something about it like suppresses the urge. Either that, that suppresses the urge, or you're just gonna look really ripped while you're throwing. It's like, but no.
Back to throwing up.
Okay.
You good? I tried it when I had the stomach flu or whatever it was.
Did it work?
It worked, yeah.
Interesting, true.
There's along lines with that, there's also another trick where, like, if you need to pee, you, like, scratch behind your thigh for a little bit, and, like, there's something about that, like, distracts your brain, and you don't feel like you have to pee anymore.
So your bladder explodes.
Oh, what are you doing?
So your bladder explodes.
What's that?
Yeah, it's like the nerves back
there. I do this with my legs. It usually works too. I don't have to pee anymore.
It's too little. Yeah, no, that works too. Like, it's surprising. You just scratch the back of your thigh for a little bit, and then it's gone.
How long's a little bit?
Which thigh? Yeah,
a few seconds, 20 seconds, 15, 20 seconds.
Until it's gone. It'll always work.
Yeah, you can. It's one of those things you can feel it working.
It's what?
It's a weird little trick. Body trick.
Yes, of course.
Body tricks.
Why wouldn't it be? Say more things, Terry.
Nah, that's all. That's all I know.
We didn't hear a damn thing.
Maybe if you stop moving your mic.
No, I wasn't moving when you were talking.
Yeah.
Well, you cut out a lot, and I wasn't even talking.
Well, whatever. They're going to hear me. I'm recording. You guys are dumb.
Shit.
You're going to be all like, duh, 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 I didn't hear you, and everybody else is going to be like, I heard him just fine. What's wrong with you guys? Re.
Kick him in the knee.
Shut
up. Our ass.
Kick him in the other knee.
Are you being a dick to this guy's knees? What do you have against this guy?
I felt really old the other day. I said something about watching Keenan and Kel, and somebody went, "What's Keenan and Kel?" And I went, "Oh,
it's just like
do
get
know,
out."
Do you know what all that is?
All what?
And a bag of chips.
And I was like, "Well, it's like, you know, what do you call it? I called it a
SNL."
No, it's. I was trying to describe the type of genre it is. Sketch comedy. It's like Ryan. A sketch comedy.
Ryan.
What?
One of your dogs in the back. I can just see your legs just sticking up for a second. It'll come back down and they'll stick up again.
Alex?
What?
No, you.
No, your dogs. One of your dogs behind you.
Oh. She's now asleep.
It's like your legs will go up.
She does that. She does that. Oh, but yeah, I felt really old. And they're like, so is it kind of like the Amanda Show? And I was like, kinda?
Except it preluded it by, what, like 10 years?
Yeah, really. Man, it was a little girl back then.
Same genre. They were in all that together. They were considerably older.
I never saw the Amanda Show.
It was annoying.
Yeah, you were... You dodged a bullet.
She had another show, didn't she? That one where she's older and she lives with a sister?
I thought that's what it was, wasn't it?
Oh? Right. Wasn't the Amanda Show like about a little girl?
She was like a young adolescent. Not like a child, but like a young teenager.
I don't know, I never saw it.
That's not speculating.
I don't know.
I don't know, whatever.
Okay, who cares?
Whatever.
It's all about that freaking temple, whatever, anyway.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
All those incompetent kids.
Yo, with this brand new bike!
Oh my god!
Sweet! Damn it!
I already have a bike. It's better than this one. You'll win this stereo with cassette player.
Whoa!
Can I win that Sega Genesis instead?
No, that's just for show. No one ever wins that.
Video games will rot your brain.
They don't need, nobody's even won that thing. They get to the end, and this kid's just dumb.
Yeah, why can't they put a monkey together? I'm always like, are you fucking stupid?
There's three pieces. There's three pieces. There's the legs, there's the body, and there's the head.
It has a design on it.
So the head goes on the bottom, right?
How much are they paying you to lose?
It's more than the bike cost, I'll tell you that much. Oh, man. That show is awesome, but they were so bad.
I saw a couple people win, but it was rare. It was really rare.
Very rare. Shows like that.
Where did they get these kids?
Yeah, really. That and Guts.
Guts was intense.
Guts was intense.
Jesus.
And it's all the stuff that they do, it's always those things where it's like, man, if I were there, I could do so much better.
I know, right?
But in reality, you probably couldn't.
You could have been in a pool? Like, as soon as I was a wee lad.
That's how they pick their contestants.
Who will do the worst? They test everybody to swimming test, and whoever can't swim gets in.
Guts. God damn. It's just a name.
And Nickelodeon Arcade.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That's another one of those ones where I was especially angry watching that show growing up, because they're playing games like Sonic and they don't know how to jump and shit, and it's like, what the fuck is wrong with
them? They're like going the wrong way the whole time. You're like, why are you going this way?
There's three buttons and they all do the same thing.
Dude, do you see that arrow that's telling you to go this way? Shoot where it's gonna be, not where it is.
I've always wondered how they do the last part, the little green screen thing, where it's like they put them in the game, quote unquote, and they have to like dodge shit as it gets shot at. I'm like, how do they even do that?
There's probably a monitor in front of them that they're looking at.
I guess.
You gotta be really lucky.
It's like a newscast.
I guess this.
Yeah.
It's like, whose line? What's that behind you there, Colin? All of this! I cannot believe all of this happening right now!
Yeah.
Topless fat dude.
What's the situation? Complete pandemonium! It's just a chick running like on a beat.
I've never seen anything like this. I bet you haven't, Colin. I'm excited. It's like a black woman hosting. I don't know who she is. I'm guessing she's a comedian.
Saisha Tyler. Taylor.
I didn't get to see it. I only saw the end of the commercial.
It's the girl from the Ubisoft conference.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She's a real, like, famous person?
Yes. She's a comedian.
I thought she was just pulling my leg.
I thought she was like, I thought she worked for Ubisoft.
No, she's a comedian.
I don't...
She's a comedian, voice actress.
I didn't think she was very funny.
Yeah, I was like, she wasn't funny.
I didn't say she was funny. I said she's a comedian. There's a lot of comedians that aren't funny.
I'm sure like, they had
you
to...
You mean you're the comedian?
All right, well, I'm excited about it nonetheless. I thought for sure Colin would host it just because he's old.
Well, he's got to be in it. He can't be hosting it.
Is Ryan Stiles going to be in it again?
I think so. I know Wayne Brady's in it.
Because it was him.
Yeah, it's him, and Wayne, Colin. And Colin.
And they were Wayne. Like, and Wayne. They were all there.
Yeah,
all,
I know. Yeah. But when you pair fucking Ryan with Colin, it's just magic.
That other guy is going to be there, isn't he? The one with the glasses? What's his name?
Oh, Chip?
No, not Chip. Chip was Greg the small Proops. One that reminded me of Kevin Cooper.
Oh, Greg. Proops. Greg Proops.
He'll be there, right?
I don't know. I think Chip is coming back, though.
Who's Chip?
Chip, the young one that looks like Kevin Cooper.
I don't know Chip.
He was, like, shorter.
Nope.
And you would know him.
I know Kevin Cooper. I know Kevin Cooper. I don't know Chip.
Huh. Interesting if true.
It's true.
Well.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope they bring back some of those skits that were really funny.
Yeah, Laura Hall and Linda Taylor are in.
They got it in.
Yeah.
They getting it. Like they were doing anything else.
Yeah, right. Like playing random shows in hotel lobbies.
Can we have like a Who's Line thing at MonCon?
Yes. And you will be the only one on stage.
You mean GooCon?
GooCon. Whatever. We need to have our own Who's Line show when we have an office.
I mean,
you need to wear that beautiful cosplay.
Can we have Baguetta host it?
Yes.
Can.
You need the cosplay.
And Terry will
character.
Be our Wayne Brady.
I do.
I am not that funny on demand.
You're going to learn to
do
improv,
sing.
Terry.
I cannot
You're going to have freestyle.
Do you want some pie? I like pie. Do you want pie?
So yes, cheese is a funny thing.
She's eating butter? You're eating butter? Oh, do you like that processed fake butter? I don't know what my character is.
Right. Right. What? So cheese is funny. I mean, cheese is...
Right.
What?
Oh, you need to watch Always Sunny. It's on Netflix. You just watch it. And Ryan's done.
What happened?
He's just thinking about that scene. It's a funny scene.
He does it every night! She goes up there every night! Two priests walk into a bar. What? Well, let's see you go do it. I really wanted to walk up there and like nail it. And he walks up there and goes, so yeah, what about cheese? Cheese funny. Oh my god. Wow, I forgot about that scene completely. I laughed so hard. So hard. The tears.
Oh man.
I think I rewound it like 3 times. Oh.
I need to finish the most recent season of that show.
Me too.
I got like halfway through it.
Actually, I might have done that already. I don't know. I'll have to ask Sarah. Mm-hmm. I need to go rewatch the second season, the fourth season, I think. There's a lot where Sarah's mom was here and she skipped a bunch without us. So wow. I missed some.
Oh, I've seen season 1 through 4 like 5 times through.
I've only seen... We started over, so we only got through season like 2 twice, and that was it.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch too much. They're such horrible people.
Yeah.
They're so hard. They just make looking like being a despicable person. They make it look so easy. But they are just the worst people I've ever seen. The fact that they're all like married in real life is kind of weird too.
Yeah.
Charlie's married to the waitress.
Yep.
Max
married to
Dee. He's married to Mac. Yeah. And they created the show.
Yeah. And then what's his name? Dennis is married to the girl from the Dennis system.
The what?
I don't think you've seen that episode yet, then. But he's married to somebody that shows up in the show later.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can't blame for wanting to work with.
Work with your friends and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do that someday soon.
Yeah.
Soon, Terry.
Soon.
Soon.
So, you want to call it?
We can call it.
Alex is done. He's playing the guitar already.
Yeah. Whatever.
What?
Whatever you wanna. Whenever you're right, finished,
well, Alex, get out of here.
All right. Well, episode 109 was a big success. We missed Dwight.
Did we?
No, I mean, like, we missed Dwight. I'm not saying, like, we missed on the podcast. I'm just saying I missed Dwight tonight. I look forward to Thursdays to hang out with everybody, and Dwight wasn't here.
Do we really
want to look like there's inner turmoil, Terry? I missed Dwight.
There's a lot of inner turmoil that even don't, you don't know about.
They don't need to know about it.
I think they don't need to know about it.
They don't need to know who hates who. The dark
they don't
world.
Know about how all of us hate each other.
They don't even know why Adam hasn't shown up in months.
We didn't murder him at all.
No, really.
It's not
we didn't.
Like he's buried or anything.
In Alex's backyard.
No, that would be silly.
I don't even have a backyard.
Besides, if he was, he'd probably be in a sinkhole by now.
It's funny because Florida.
No one will ever notice.
Or sucked by a giant mosquito. Or eaten by an alligator.
Just flew by, sucked him right up, flew away.
Destroyed by a hurricane. Take your pick. It's Florida.
Anything could happen. Anything goes over there.
Shot by a hillbilly. Who knows?
You don't know.
Not that kind of Florida.
Could be. He could have been taking a trip north.
You don't know.
I've seen those documentaries. It happens.
We just don't know, Alex.
It's still the South, Alex.
No matter how much you deny it, it's still the South. It's just people the South of the beach.
It's the way it's got to be. All right, let's get out of here.
Call it. We'll see you next week for episode 110.
Wow, we are old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I still think we should do a Halo night for 117.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
All right, let's go.
A legendary run-through?
No. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.